Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad that Chad and Jeff Kozer are here too, ladies and gentlemen. We got these guys are father and son team. Jeff is the father, Chad is the son. They're both experts in selling. Not only selling, folks, but selling in a way that is as efficient as possible. Make sure that when you invest the time and the resources to going out and calling on people, to serving existing customers, that you're getting the most bang for the buck, that you and your customers both are benefiting from the most efficient way of doing business. And their book is called Selling to Zebras, and that means the folks who are really making the decision, and they're our good friends. Chad Kozer, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Good to be here.
It's good to have you back, and we got Jeff going to join us in any minute now, right? Any second now, probably. So
yes, he's calling in.
We're gonna get Jeff on in a second here. Okay, we got Jeff. Hey, Jeff, are you there?
Hi, Jim.
We're working on that. Jeff, Chad, one of the things you've been working on a lot recently is helping companies make sure that with regard to the customers that they have, not just the prospects, because it's all we always know when we're working on a new prospect to find out who the real decision maker is. I mean, that's like selling 101. It should be anyway, but sometimes you found that sometimes companies, after they've been doing business with somebody for a while, they sort of lose contact with the actual ultimate decision maker. Is that correct?
Well, it's easy to lose touch when you get mired down in all the details of a project that you're implementing or executing on. So that's absolutely correct.
I think sometimes we also start taking people for granted, don't we? When they do business and they come back and then they come back again, we're always looking for new customers. Something, I don't know why it is, Chad, but for some reason, a new customer is sexier than an old customer, and I don't understand that. Can you explain that to me?
Well, maybe it's just we're trying to fight the human nature of how salespeople are generally wired. And by that, I mean salespeople have always long been trained to chase the next new thing,
Well, yeah.
You know, obviously in recent years we've learned that it costs far less and it's far more profitable to pursue business from your existing customers, but it's still harder to get over that mental block that there's greener pastures out there and that chasing new customers is the way to get there.
Hey, Jeff, welcome back.
Hey, Jim, can you hear me?
Still don't have him. I thought we had him. Chad, one of the things that
I can hear him, but you can't.
You can, yeah, we're working on that.
Little
we've got
a full moon or something coming up.
Exactly. Chad, one of the things that, now you guys have actually done, you wrote an article about this, and with it was basically a case study, I guess, you and Jeff did, and on how you helped a company solve this issue. Talk to us a little bit about that.
It was a case study of one of our best customers, and the title of it actually explains a lot. It's ensuring account loyalty through an installed base audit. So what that means is we're going back to our customers' installed bases, and we're teaching them how to figure out why they bought.
Installed base, folks, is a term that people use. Typically, software folks will use that term. People who have existing customers who are coming back for updates and that kind of thing. Right, Chad.
It's a fancy word for existing customers.
Yeah,
yep.
Yeah.
You got it.
Go ahead.
So we're pursuing that as the best avenue for generating revenue in a tough economy, because these customers have obviously already found value within your solution. You built an existing relationship. It's just second nature at this point to go back into those accounts and figure out if you're doing the most for them that you can be, and if you're not, it's a quick, super highway into getting more business from
I'm going to tell you a quick story, and I may have mentioned this to you before, but it's a story I've never forgotten. It's been 20 years since somebody told me this story. But I was talking to the executive of the state banking trade group, that state's banking trade group. This was the chief executive of that group. And he told me that if his bank members would make sure that every customer they had all the financial services that they needed, that those banks would not need a new customer for 5 years. That was a powerful statement. I've never forgotten that, and I believe that's the case for many businesses, don't you, Chad?
Sure changes the outlook on your whole business model, doesn't it?
It sure does, folks. So, folks, be careful which ones you think are the sexiest, the existing ones or the new ones. Chad, give us your website quickly.
It's SellingToZebras.com.
And that's the name of the book, too. I'm Jim Blassingame, SmallBusinessAdvocate.com. 20 till. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Chad and Jeff Kozer.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.